You guys are the best.
It's the Charlie and Debbie Show.
Because they play the best country music.
And I love it.
On the new 103.7. Celebrity Dirt starts now.
Usually with Celebrity Dirt, we don't start in the United States Congress, but I think this is really an underreported story. When I heard this today, I couldn't believe it. Illinois Senator Tammy Duckworth is pregnant. Here's the part I don't believe. She's the first sitting senator to give birth while in office.
Yeah, they said other congresswomen have, but they were all in the House.
But we've only been a country for 260 years or something. What are we talking about here?
I don't know. Don't ask me.
It's surprised. And she'll be 50 when she gives birth. Her whole story
is
fascinating. Look it up and check
it
out.
She's been through a lot.
Just could not believe that in all of these years, she is the first in this. I thought we were done with first, to be honest with you. Luke Bryan, who sang the national anthem at last year's Super Bowl, tells Entertainment Tonight that he thinks that Pink is going to do well.
Yeah, you know, I actually love Pink. I think she's fantastic.
I think she's really talented. And let's just be honest and frank here. There is not a tougher song to sing by yourself in the shower than the national anthem.
And this is a big stage.
There's no bigger stage than the Super Bowl. And I mean, you know, you could almost see. Luke Bryan's used to stadium shows. He was quaking in his boots, literally, last year when he was doing it. But I think Pink will do great. But it's a tough, tough song. And finally, weren't we talking about Thor yesterday, Chris Hemsworth?
Sure.
Oh, that's
we
right.
talk about Thor almost every day.
Well, it was women throwing themselves at him at the bar like they throw themselves at Tanner and me.
Yeah,
that's
y'all have
right.
so much in common.
Yes. Women's Day magazine claims that Chris Hemsworth recently introduced Angelina Jolie to Tom Hiddleston, who plays his brother Loki on all the Avengers movies.
Because she needs help in the dating world.
Apparently so. Quote, Angie was complaining that her love life sucked and that guys were scared of asking her out after her split from Brad. I add parenthetically, no, they were scared because you're still known for having a vial of blood around your neck when you were married to Billy Bob Thornton. You're crazy. But that's when Chris mentioned that his mate Tom has always had the hots for her. And Angie said, well, I like him too. And they're talking about doing dinner together in L.A. in a couple of weeks. Definite chemistry between them. Angie's been gushing about how much she likes Tom's new look with his rugged beard.
I'm glad they found a match. Almost, maybe.
I like the notion that perhaps Angelina Jolie was one step away from swiping right on Tinder. That'd be great.
It's on the radio in the car.
The most music for your drive home.
It's my station in the car.
It's Charlie and Debbie on the new 103.7.
So it's occurred to me today I will just never overcome this certain thing in my life. I don't know who's responsible for the boxes of donuts in this studio. You have horrified me yet. Thrilled me beyond it.
There's one thing you can count on a radio station is to have a bounty of healthy food around at all times.
I had someone tell me one time that the two things you can count on in a radio studio are donuts and ego. That's it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's about
Sometimes
right.
Sometimes it's hard to say which one there's more of.
But with me, it's not just donuts. I go for the little kid donuts. And by that, I mean if it has sprinkles and icing and it's filled, I'm all over it. I would go to those before I would go to the plain donut, which is like the grown-up donut. It doesn't just stop at donuts, though. I remember my parents when they would have cereal. It was product 19. Special K.
Raisin Bran.
Raisin Bran. Okay? Those were... when you grew up, that was your cereals.
Yeah. You had to take care of all of your insides.
In no particular order, here are my favorite cereals right now. Frosted Flakes, Cinnamon Toast Crunch, Apple Jacks, Corn Pops.
Yeah.
And Fruit Loops is coming up fast.
You like some Crunch Berries.
Oh, I do.
We get
that
big Ziploc bag of colossal berries, though. It's cheaper.
So that's Exhibit B.
Yeah.
Exhibit C was on display last week when we had the snow. Debbie went and got comfort food at the grocery store to make, and I went with her. And I don't know what happened, but it spoke to me.
Yeah, I lost you. You separated from me in the store, and that's never a good thing.
I love SpaghettiOs with meatballs. I do.
A can of Chef Boyardee.
And I was making it the other day, and my 16-year-old looked at me and, what are you, two? Mm. Look, what are you talking about? Because SpaghettiOs? Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah. No, he won't eat that.
Any day of the week and twice on Sunday.
But you will.
Love SpaghettiOs.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I will I will always eat like a child. There's nothing about kids' food that I don't love. 704-570-1037, 800-522-9762. I'm a college-educated, sophisticated broadcaster, and I eat like a child. What food marketed to kids do you love to eat? What is the kids' food that you cannot turn down and you will gobble it up? 704-570-1037, 800-522-9762.
My thing is pups. The things that you give a baby, the first food they can actually eat, the pups, I will eat the whole canister of them.
Really? Now, how did you discover that you like those? Did you eat them when your baby was eating them?
No, when my first grandchild was born and they were giving them pups, and I'm like, oh my God, these are good.
I don't think I've ever eaten the puffs. I've seen them, but I'm
unfamiliar with the puffs. Are they if it's baby food, it's got to be almost flavorless.
I guess it's kind of like a Rice Krispie.
Yeah.
I am so with you and on the same page when it comes to Chef Boyardee SpaghettiOs.
Man, SpaghettiOs with meatballs, there is nothing better.
Oh my God, yes. And they even come in those little microwavable tubs that you can put in the microwave now.
Now, see, I'm a purist.
Yeah, he won't do anything in the microwave. He always dirties up all my pots.
It has to be done on the stovetop in a saucepan.
Okay, but here's the other thing. The one that is just as good, if not a little bit better, is the Chef Boyardee beef ravioli.
Okay, miss, on my high horse about SpaghettiOs, how do you feel about the ravioli?
If we get another snow day, I'll try it. I've had it. It's just been quite some time.
Hey, Charlie, it's hard to turn down a good box of animal crackers.
Isn't it great to hear grown people saying these things?
Well, and I love the packaging. The way they present it is very important.
It's just doing a little box.
They got to change that now, don't they? Because the circus is gone. Wasn't the whole theme?
Yeah.
That they were in circus cars?
Little circus car. Yeah, and they had the little string you carry it like a little lunchbox.
I'm surprised that some group didn't protest that. I mean, number one, the box, the animals were being caged, and then you're eating them. Just think about that.
No, they were crate trained. There's a difference.
Oh, God. 704-570-103.
And then you bit their hands off.
Yeah, you were asking about the kids' food.
Yeah, you're a grown adult, and you can't stay away from it. What is it?
Captain Crunch, oops, all berries.
Whoa. I'm unaware of this.
Yeah, I've never gotten it before, but I've heard of it. It's nothing but berries. They take all the cereal part, the other cereal parts. Just
that's like God's gift. This got started last week when we had the snow and all this. Debbie went to the grocery store for comfort food, and I went with her. And there it was, like a beacon on the shelf, speaking to me. It was my favorite when I'm three. It's my favorite now that I'm a little bit older than three. I love SpaghettiOs with meatballs. Love it.
Turned all my spoons orange. That's okay.
My favorite cereals are Frosted Flakes, Cinnamon Toast Crunch, Apple Jacks, Fruit Loops, Corn Pops.
Those are good.
Not a Raisin Bran or Product 19 among them.
Nope, those are good.
It's kids' food. You just can't stay away from them. Hi.
How about pizza rolls?
That sounds pretty good about now.
And a whole mess of ranch.
Yeah, you know what? I got one. Debbie made these not long ago, and this is the ultimate kids' food, even though it pops up on hors d'oeuvre tables. Tell me you wouldn't, like, push someone out of the way to get to a tray of pigs in the blanket.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and don't forget mozzarella sticks. Love those,
mozzarella
too.
Hey, got to throw corn dogs in there, too.
Oh, yeah, corn dogs. Wow.
Corn dogs.
We're just taking a trip to the fair, aren't we?
All right, one more. Hi.
Well, this ain't a snack for me. It's actually my lunch. I don't have that much of a lunch time because I'm busy, but yeah, I eat a Lunchable every day at work, and I get made fun of it, but I save money with $5 a week.
I hear you, brother. There's nothing wrong with the Lunchable. Nothing wrong with the Lunchable. Don't you let someone tell you there's something wrong with the Lunchable.
Well, it might be the bag I'm carrying it in, too. It has, you know, Thomas the Train on it, but
more music.
It's just good music.
More fun.
Fun personality.
It's fun.
With Charlie and Debbie on the new 103.7.
Okay, boys and girls, it's that time again.
I work at a college as a janitor.
Go ahead.
Even though I feel like I'm smarter than most of the people that go there.
And strap on your thinking caps.
Sometimes I see an equation written on a blackboard, like half an equation, and I'll just figure it out.
Because Charlie and Debbie,
my best friend is Ben Affleck,
are looking for the smartest person in the QC.
Okay, what do we have here? The average woman will spend more than a day and a half this year doing what?
This is cumulative.
Yes.
Average woman will spend more than a day and a half this year doing what? Once again, the hunt is on. We're looking for the smartest person in the QC.
How about getting her nails done?
Getting nails done. No mani-pedi, sorry.
Hey, you two, how are you?
Oh, good. We're just as dandy as a married couple can be that has to live and work together all the time.
That's right. It doesn't get better than that, and I'm sure you're excited about this heat wave. I'm going to take a gander at this question and say, checks herself in the mirror.
Ah.
Oh, pretty good answer.
That was a good guess, though, right?
Excellent.
That was a good guess.
Smartest man in the QC.
All right. The average woman will spend more than a day and a half this year doing what?
Looking for her keys.
Wait a minute. This sounds like a man who has to answer the question, where are my keys, or have you seen my keys, on a regular basis?
There are many questions, and that is a top priority.
You have an answer for you.
Okay, the average woman is going to spend more than a day and a half this year doing what?
Plucking her eyebrows.
The old pluck.
Yes.
Now, it is a specific grooming ritual.
It
I will tell you that. Mm-hmm. It is a specific grooming ritual. Is it a day and a half cumulative for the year?
Yes.
Woman's going to do it. What?
Smartest person in the QC.
Yeah. The average woman is going to spend cumulative a day and a half doing this over the next year. What?
Brushing her hair.
Brushing.
You're getting close.
You are right there. You're on the cusp of it. Not brushing her hair. Smartest person in the QC?
Yes. You got a smartest person yet?
No, sir. Average woman's going to spend more than a day and a half this year doing what?
Straightening her hair.
It is the... Oh, God! It's the opposite of straightening.
Hi, smartest person in the QC?
What you think?
I think it's curling their hair.
Finally, we had done everything from washing and straightening and coloring and drying.
We've done everything to it, but curled it. Who is this?
Oh, it's Melanie Watson. Oh, my gosh, I'm so excited. I've never won anything in my life.
Well, you still haven't. This is strictly for pride. I think I just ruined your day.
you get bragging rights, okay?
Hey, Melanie, there is good news, though.
Okay.
You can tell everyone you run into today that you are Melanie and you're the smartest person in the QC.
Thank you.
You may think that it's upsetting to me or the new thing to me that I disappointed a woman. You would be wrong.
Not the first, won't be the last.
Nope.
Charlie and Debbie.
I love it. You guys are great.
The new 103.7. This is Other News.
Brought to you by Bojangles Famous Chicken and Biscuits. It's bow time at Bojangles. Grab a two-piece dinner combo that includes leg and thigh, your choice of fixin', a biscuit, and a drink. Just $5 for a limited time. Bojangles, it's bow time.
Per capita population, there's no place crazier than the United Kingdom or Florida. The Clearwater Police recently arrested Cruz Garcia Jr., for shoving live exotic fish down the front of his pants at a pet store.
I saw a video of that.
I bet his mom's proud of that.
It made him look smart.
Cruz's friend distracted a clerk while security cameras caught him stuffing fish in his pants. They then ran from the store. A clerk got the license plate number before calling police. Cops caught Garcia and charged him with theft. Is that all they could charge him with? Is there not some, like, people for the ethical treatment of Nemo who were coming and glued at that?
I don't know what else you could charge him with being stupid.
Oh.
I don't know.
Are you the guy who shoved Nemo down his pants? Stop it.
Yeah.
12 camels have been disqualified from Saudi Arabia's camel beauty pageant because their lips were reportedly surgically enhanced with Botox.
Are we talking about animals here? Real camels?
Wait, the numbers on this are incredible. Over 30,000 camels were entered into the beauty pageant because the prize money is around $57 million.
How do you judge a camel's beauty?
I really don't want to
know. And I guess the owners take the winnings?
A camel breeder tells the site they use Botox for the lips, the nose, the upper lips, and lower lips, and even the jaw. It makes the head more inflated, so when the camel comes, it's like, oh, look at how big that head is. It has big lips and a big nose.
Well, There goes my last option for competing in a beauty pageant.
I love you guys.
Charlie and Debbie, the new 103.7.